a young black man whose father isn't around and gets mixed up with the wrong crowd. For 21-year-old James Trimble, that was life. Trimble grew up in Fort Wayne and, like a lot of kids in his situation, got in trouble growing up. But when he temporarily moved down to Mississippi as a teen, it got worse.
A lot of poverty, so it's either sell drugs or, you know, you try to make it out through basketball or football.
So he says he immediately started selling. He traveled back and forth a lot, dealing in both states.
I saw a lot of stuff horrible, like, you know, shootings and people dying and people shooting up drugs. It was a horrible lifestyle, but at the same time, as I began to get deeper into it, it was more attractive to me.
Trimble says a lot of his conduct had to do with anger from his dad not being around.
I hated him. I felt like, what did I do to you for you to just want to leave the family and not be in my life? You know, what did I do to you? I hated him because I didn't do anything and I didn't deserve not having a father. You know, my love's in vain. Me being a son is in vain. Am I not good enough? And so that pushed me, you know, into the streets.
Eventually, he came to understand that absent fathers are often multi-generational problems, sons modeling what their fathers do.
Well, one thing my mom taught me is that his father didn't teach him how to be a father. You know, he only can act how he knew.
After his mom kicked him out of the house and his grandma died, he was drinking a lot and knew he needed to make a change. He says his faith was a big part of why he turned things around, but he also realized he had to channel his feelings into something positive.
That anger that I had, I turned that into being better than who he was to me.
Now, Trimble can't wait for a son of his own. But in the meantime, he wants to be a positive male figure for all the young people he encounters. He interns for Youth for Christ at the Primetime Community Center behind Southside High School. There, he tries to make himself available to the kids whenever he can.
Like, a lot of these kids don't have anybody but their mom. We're looking at kids like 16. They're forced to be the man of the house.
Trimble also works with elementary school kids as a substitute assistant for Fort Wayne Community Schools. Although he isn't there full-time or with the same group of kids, he sees a lot of himself in them and tries to make the most of his time there.
It makes me relate even more because I understood how much I wanted help but didn't get it. I understood how much I wanted to be mentored, but I didn't have that.
He says a lot of young black boys face institutional challenges, like one student he worked with.
It's not that he didn't know how to read. He was a great reader. But is that this type of stuff that they were reading didn't interest him. So I brought him some magazines, some ESPN magazines, and he would read those like it's nothing.
And this is a big deal. One study from the Achievement Gap Initiative from Harvard University suggests the differences between teaching and learning styles can lead to a wide disparity in achievement and perpetuate stereotypes. Trimble says not much has changed since his grade school days. There's still one big hurdle teachers have to face.
Not being able to relate. Just say you see a lot on the weekend and then that coming in that Monday. It's like you begin not to care about stuff of importance. Like, we know that school is important. We know that education is important. But, you know, you haven't been through what I've been through this weekend, but you're trying to tell me how to run my life.
The Harvard study agrees that cultural misunderstandings are a big root cause of ineffective communication that can also increase the gap in achievement. James Trimble wants to bridge that gap. He has ambitions of teaching character development and working full-time with kids with behavioral problems. For now, he likes to stay involved with kids he works with. He head to a Washington Elementary basketball game to see Deani White play. Deani was glad to see James, but not so happy with his team's performance during the game.
They don't guard their people. I gotta guard everybody.
The 10-year-old has shown a lot of academic and behavioral improvement this year. He used to get in a lot of trouble.
I used to, but not no more.
What happened? Why not anymore?
I don't know. I'll change my ways. There's no reason to be bad.
J.R. Ankenbrook is Washington Elementary's principal and basketball coach.
James has the possibility to have a huge impact on all of our kids. He has a great enthusiasm and a huge passion for wanting to work with these kids, and that is something you can't teach.
As for Deani, Ankenbrook says a lot of people contributed to his turnaround.
James has been a part of that, as well as, you know, his classroom teacher and his parents and the school.
But not all the young men in Fort Wayne are able to or have the support to get their lives on track while they're so young.
I'm blessed to just to be one that actually made it out, you know, but there's also those that don't make it out.
For Trimble, that's his inspiration. He says he can't wait to be a father and break the cycle of single mother homes in his family. He's already preparing for that time. He keeps a journal of advice to give to his son one day.
January 9th. Visions and dreams mean nothing without someone that is ready to apply. So when you start one, don't look for any handouts, because you are the one who has to see it before other people do.
He hopes that by taking steps like that, he'll be able to give his son the guidance he never had. For WBOI News, I'm Virginia Alvino.